From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's equilibrium, ladies and gentlemen. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Total tyranny comes into Mexico. Finally, the people are forced to resist. Ragtag bands with not 1/100 the armaments of the U.S. citizens begin defeating the corrupt cartels and the affiliated military groups. And the establishment has to admit it. Mexican government moves to legalize guns for people that registered them with them. But before, you couldn't get a gun, period. And now the people are ignoring that. They are taking back their legitimate power of the people because the establishment is illegitimate. And I've looked at the photos, the videos of the Mexicans that are fighting back. They look 10 times tougher than all the little drug dealers and the army people and the rest of it. Because they've got the courage to go against the whole agenda, the whole system, the propaganda. They've got what it takes. And it's going to be the same thing that happens here if the globalists push it. And so everybody better figure that out right now. Good men are always better than bad men. Problem is, good men don't want to fight. Good men don't want to dominate. Good men just seem to be reserved and humble. But when pushed, the sleeping giant will rise. This is just how Switzerland got its freedom almost 400 years ago with William Tell. It's how the Dutch areas got their freedom 300 years ago. It's how our republic got its freedom. It's how these wars happened in England and Scotland and Ireland over and over again. It's the same fight worldwide. It's the same fight of the people to not be slaves. That's why I still have everyone involved. Jesse, Zach, Andrew, Alpha Foxtrot, Jesus, David, Chris, Stephen, and others. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. Let's go to, I'm going to go to Alpha Foxtrot. He says he was involved in Mexican cartels, their law enforcement, the next segment. Let's go to Jesse in Texas. You're first up. Go ahead. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, Jesse.
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Alex. I just wanted to say I really hope that what's going on in Mexico, first off, I am a Mexican citizen. I have full citizenship with the United States, and I have a lot of family down there. But I really hope that what's going on with the citizens getting their gun rights sooner, or at least moving towards that, and what they're doing with the cartels will really set off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they had open carry in Mexico and we shipped 100 million guns down there, the crime rate would go down 95% guaranteed. I mean, the only reason criminals are running rampant is because no one's armed to resist them.
And I've seen all the articles I've seen so far also, they're already starting to put kind of a negative slant on it. They're saying that, you know, that they're going to be corrupted, or they already have been.
Well, they will. Nothing's perfect. Nothing's perfect, but the point is they've lowered crime. The people are backing them because they're not shaking everyone down. These groups are 100 times more honorable than the cartels.
Yeah, and I mean, I just really hope that, number one, that the CIA doesn't start to, you know, infiltrate them and try and, you know...
Well, they won't be able to. They won't be able to because they're not centralized.
Yeah. But yeah, I just really hope that people here in the United States see what's going on down there with basically peasant farmers and what they're willing to do to defend their rights. And that, you know, sometimes that's, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, they're already being so enslaved, they've been pushed to the edge. And notice, imagine the first groups to fight back 5 years ago. Now it's spreading everywhere. The tyrants are in deep trouble. They got so hungry to feed on the people that finally they pushed people too far. That's how it always works.
Yeah. I just wish that here in the States that it doesn't take actually being put in the camps before we start to, you know.
No, see, exactly. But it's going to get to that point. See, evil has a desire and a hunger. It's not going to stop. And so like a time bomb delivered by George Washington, who said that government's dangerous, like fire, a... dangerous servant, a fearful master, like a time bomb, the right to keep our arms was laid down against tyranny. And it will only activate like a steel guardian when the throne of liberty is truly approached. Great point, sir. Thank you, Jesse. We're going to talk to Alpha Foxtrot, Andrew, Zach, Jesus, or Jesus, David, Chris, Stephen, and many others. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here to question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
KMLN, Los Angeles.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And it's time for you to commit on the altar of God or your soul, your core values, that you're not going to be a slave. In the 20th and 21st century, we saw the rise of high-tech propaganda to sell tyranny and oppression as sexy, as cool as the moral high ground. Everyone's seen the fruits of it. You know it's a fraud. And Mexico, all over in six different states, the citizens have gotten guns. They're repelling the criminals and government. They're lowering the crime rates, and they're getting support by the general public. And the Mexican government is being forced to say, okay, we won't confiscate your firearms. You can keep them. Well, just come in and register them. The people aren't doing that. That's in the Associated Press today. That's what we're talking about. And coming up, very frightening piece of news. UN should encourage redistribution of wealth, Pope says. I thought it says thou shalt not steal in the Ten Commandments. The problem here is the globalists are the ones pushing this. The ultra-rich that aren't free market, that are against the independent rich and nouveau riche and middle class, they get most of their wealth through government. So it's a redistribution to them. And then as people get poor under globalism, they say redistribute what wealth is left, not under their control. We're going to break that down coming up. Also, an incredible report that's really starting to break nationwide in Reuters, Fox News, you name it. Secret Service agents reportedly told to protect home of former director's assistant. Yeah, no, they use them as rent-a-cops and just to impress people and scare people. They're the political Praetorian Guard of Obozo. But let's go to your phone calls. Again, we are taking your calls. We got calls from folks in Texas and Alabama and Illinois and Wisconsin, California, Indiana, Canada. We've got many calls over the years from Mexico. I'd like to open the phones up right now. We're going to go to your calls here in just a moment, but I'd like to see if people can call in from Mexico with their take on this. This is a big deal. Mexico's hit rock bottom, 70-plus thousand dead the last 6 years or so because of the gun ban. Total gun ban for the citizens, the criminals running wild, the drug cartels, the government connected to it. Just literally the sky's the limit. And only the people standing up is reversing it. Well, all the statistics show that. And it's another example of liberty and of how the people can prevail, like the French Resistance. So the international line, country code, and 512-646-1776. What's the country code for the U.S., folks in Mexico? Well, let's look it up and put it on screen for folks, because I always need it on there because I always forget it. We'll write it on that piece of paper so we can do it. Say that again? Yeah, just plus one. And then you're able to call the U.S.? So it would just be... No, I think it's more than that, guys. That's inside the U.S. There's an outside access code. We've been through this a lot. Because when you hear international shows that take foreign calls, they'll say dial country access code and say the number. England, it's 011. But whatever. How to call from Mexico to the U.S. That's the search. I'll do it during the break and we'll give it out. Fantastic. Thank you. Here is the number. You'll know the access code. You're in Mexico. You can figure it out. You probably call the U.S. 512-646-1776. Let's go to Alpha Foxtrot in Alabama. What is your take on this? Is it exciting? Am I wrong? What's going on?
Hi, this is Alpha Foxtrot. I'm calling from a small town in a small county in Alabama. And what my take on the whole drug cartel system in Mexico is going on now is the people in Mexico actually had the cojones to stand up to these people. They didn't want to see their whole country fall to hell. So they stood up for this. They got rid of them. But the problem is they are running into the United States with open arms from our own government, because what does our government think of? Their wallets instead of us. And what does drugs bring into this country? Money. They want them here. And they're supplying them a lot of things, too. But they're all the way out here in Alabama now. We've brought down two. And for those two, there's probably 40 or 50 more in this county alone.
Oh, I know. The Mexican drug cartels are running rampant. The police are already being bought off by them. I mean, this country is going to collapse if we don't decriminalize drugs now.
People are being also slaughtered here, just like they were being slaughtered in Mexico for bad drug deals or losing $1,000 here and $1,000 there. Because, yes, that small amount of money is a lot to them. And it's happening like crazy. And people are getting addicted to this crystal meth. It's called ice, and it is bad.
Oh, I know.
Like taking zombies out of these people out here. And you know what? The government really wants this, because these zombies are going to be the ones that are going to want the drugs instead of standing up for their rights and their beliefs. They want this.
Great point, Alpha. Great point, Alpha Foxtrot. Thank you so much. And I want to be clear, I'm not for illegal drugs, but they push Ritalin, Prozac-type drugs on kids, that their molecular structure is just as bad. The establishment ships most of the drugs in and launders the money. And the day they start busting big banks for laundering drug money instead of harassing the general public is the day this all stops. So you either shut down all the big banks or you decriminalize, which then brings down the price. So now the criminal element's not involved and not being fed by this. Zach in Wisconsin, what's your take on it?
Hi, Alex.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to make two really quick points. One is that the only way for us to stop the Mexican drug cartels is for us to put the arms in the good people, the Mexicans. And we just need to arm them and just give them support, because if they get infiltrated, I mean, it's going to get shut down. America would have lost the Revolutionary War if it wasn't for the militia. That's what really drove us to, you know, win and stop those, you know, evil Britons that were trying to take our civil liberties. And I just want to say that also that we just need to support however way we can, because this will flood over to all other Central American countries. It won't just stop in Mexico.
That's why it's so big. That's why I call it a key event. And it illustrates how only the people could defend against tyranny. Only the people in the final equation could get the job done. And it just shows, just like in Switzerland 400 years ago, or England 800 years ago, or 1776, you know, 240 years ago, it's the same story of the citizens restoring order, the good people standing up. And the power structure knows that. That's why every authoritarian system tries to take guns.
Yeah, I mean, our nation's history, the toughest military groups were the militia. Look at Rogers Rangers and the French and Indian War. You know, those are the guys we need that need to be in charge, that need to overthrow these evil cartel members. And it just needs to stop.
God bless you. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to another call if we have time. If not, come back after break. So many people say, well, Mexico's poor. It has no money. The UN took over Mexico, pushed the rural populations off in the last 30 years under Agenda 21, forced them into Mexico City, whose population went from 15 million to 30 plus million, and then staged it from there with social engineering to push them to the U.S. That's the bottom line. Mexico has triple the natural resources, gold, uranium, oil. It's rich. But they can't ever get to it because a small ruling class controls it and has annihilated a middle class. The oligarchs always do that. That's why the Mexican oligarchs mesh so well with the globalists. I mean, it's literally just an extension of the Spanish and Austrian-Hungarian Empire. The culture is a Spanish-slash-German-slash-Native-American-Mesoamerican system. The general public are basically Mesoamericans, and the ruling class have names like Schmidt and Gruber, and nothing against Schmidt and Gruber. I'm like half German. The whole point is that, I mean, I've studied Mexico. Mexican beer is really good because it's German original recipes. And that's who ran that country. Hell, Germany in World War I had Mexicans launch an attack on Texas, folks. That's how close that relationship is. People don't know the history of it. And so all of this is going on. Now the globalists want to use Mexico against the U.S. as an immigrant labor force to drive down wages in a voting bloc. We could see Mexico become free again and flower. They could have a renaissance. We'll be right back with more calls.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teas and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex.
plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I believe in the people. If you can't trust the general population to have guns, you're going to trust the government? Can't trust pilots that have a giant 600-mile-an-hour weapon? You can't trust them to have a gun in the cockpit and a safety safe that's biometrically accessed, but you can trust them to fly the plane? This is common sense. If we can't have weapons, we're all slaves. And my cousin grew up in Guatemala, Buckley. He's been off and on working here for 19 years. And he's up here on Sunday helping run the show and produce it. And you were helping me read some of the Spanish comments on the YouTube video up at Infowars.com. Most of them are in Spanish. And read some of these quotes. We'll punch this up on screen. And my cousin Buckley, that speaks Spanish, will be able to read some of these to us if you punch my computer up. Read what does that say in Spanish right there?
Red noticiero. That means like a red. I'm not exactly sure. It's like a newspaper, like red newspaper or something.
That doesn't matter. Just read what he said.
So this guy Juan Zavaleta says, "Si no entiendes el problema completo, la esencia es un pueblo armado es un pueblo libre." And he's basically responding to somebody who's saying that Alex doesn't understand what's going on. And he's defending Alex and saying that the person doesn't understand the problem completely, and that basically the essence of the issue is that a village that is
an armed village is a free village.
There you go. Armed village is a free village.
There you go. That's what he says in Spanish.
Yeah, sorry, I stumbled over.
No, but you also like, well, I just made you come in here impromptu. You didn't even know you'd be on air. You're wearing a sports jacket. You're wearing a disheveled T-shirt.
Exactly.
And a bunch of other people are saying positive stuff as well, pointing out the government's illegitimate. Read this one.
Right. This guy says, Alex, I agree with you. The government of Mexico is illegitimate, and the government is the true enemy of the Mexicans. I agree with you in that the right for people to bear arms and to defend our lives and our loved ones. He's very proud of the Autodefensas en Michoacán, and I guess that means the... The
militia.
The militia in Michoacán. And then, I don't know, it kind of cuts off there. I guess you should click
read. You have to read more. But my whole point is the majority of the comments are positive out of Mexico. And the few arguing going, it's the cartels, not the government. It's on record that the government's almost completely corrupt and that different generals run different cartels. And that cartel leaders are front men. It's come out the CIA is running the biggest cartels in the Chicago Tribune. But we broke this years before it was in the news.
Right.
I mean, Buckley, you grew up down in Guatemala. I mean, you've seen this.
Well, the corruption is endemic down there. I mean, it's just it penetrates all the strata of society, all the way from the very bottom. There's kids that grow up in these small, the kids that grow up in the maquiladora cities where they have really no hope at all whatsoever, and the only way that they have to ascend through society is to turn to crime. And realistically, the people at the top that are running it are the people that are running the country. So it's all connected.
The globalists don't want the real development in a middle class because they want you poor. Your daughter's ready to sell themselves for $10 for sex, and your son's ready to kill people for $100.
Exactly. I think this is a really, really, really amazing development.
Listen, we've been watching it 5 years. The government's caving in, and Mexicans are demanding guns everywhere. This is true 1776. And they've sent the army and police to take the guns, and the farmers have defeated them over and over again. You're not hearing about it in our news, but, I mean, the farmers of Mexico are kicking the butt of the government, the cartels, for 5 years, and now the government's saying, okay, you can have your guns because you have lowered the crime. AP admits the crime rate went way down. Hey, I mean, look, the people are the answer.
It's true.
Chicago, arm the general public. Only criminals have the guns.
Yep, it's true. I mean, you see that everywhere. You see it across the board. You see it in England, where, for instance, they don't have any weapons and the crime rate goes up.
Arm the people. Where the people are armed, there is liberty. Exactly. Where the people are disarmed, there is tyranny. Thomas Jefferson.
Exactly, exactly.
I mean, it's real simple. If you don't trust the people to have guns, then it's not our country. And if you want to be scared of guns, that's great. You go be scared of them. I'm not scared of a stick-up or criminals messing with me. I got guns. They're scared of me. And it's not that I even live in fear. I just was brought up as a Texan, as an American. Thank you, Buckley. I appreciate that. Good points. All right, let's go to your phone calls. This segment, right through. I got some other news. Here's the deal. I said only calls from Mexico, but we didn't get any calls from Mexico. So I get a bunch of calls from Mexico when I don't, you know, ask for them. I get none when I ask for them. We'll open the phones up right now for anybody on this subject or the Pope calling for redistribution of wealth or the Secret Service being used for Obama's employees as their personal thugs to threaten people. What is your take on this? 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We're going to go to David, Jesus, Chris, Stephen, and Andrew first. Let's go to Jesus first. Jesus, you're on the air from Texas.
Yes, sir. Alex Jones, I've been listening in peace since 2011, and I do have relatives and friends over there in Mexico, and it's sad to me that the way it's changed a lot. I hear stories like a cartel walking to a restaurant, and if you got a beautiful daughter or a beautiful wife, they'll take it away from you, and if you say something, you get shot right there at the restaurant. Or about the rancher, or they were going to take his ranch away. And he told all his people, from his employees, to leave. I don't want nobody to be here on the weekend. And he had a shootout with a cartel. This guy, he got a lot of them and did kill him. But you hear all kinds of stories like that.
Oh, no. We're linked on Infowars.com. This is a hot story because it's so human. But the media won't cover because it's so human. There's such folk heroes down there. That guy killed like 25 people by himself. Then they killed him. He's like a folk hero. In fact, I can't read Spanish, so it's hard to cover. My cousin's going to look at it all, but I've been following it. They're killing all these old men. These old men are killing a whole bunch of them before they die.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I do have friends and relatives, and it's a shame to me what's happening over there. But, you know, as I know that same thing's going to happen here in the United States with time. People are upset.
Well, that's the thing. The average American isn't a coward. They just don't want trouble. But when people start pushing us around, I guarantee you they're going to get it. And that's the same thing in Mexico, and that's why the media doesn't want you to know that the Mexican people are battling this evil with single-shot guns, and they're sick of it. In fact, there's photos of the vigilantes taking in some of the cartel people. I mean, they're done, folks. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that a human spirit? Doesn't that make you admire these people? These are men. What is going to fix our problems is good men standing up against evil men.
That's correct.
Any other points?
No, that's it.
Any other stories you're hearing from family in Mexico?
I work at a hospital, and a lot of Hispanic people tell me stories. I was raised in Eagle Pass, the border town with Sierra Negras, and also heard in October, this is what I heard. Mexican Marines came in there, and they were wiping the cartel, and the people that were from the cartel, they were taking them in helicopters, and they were just dropping them. But, yeah, that's sad to me. I finished high school back in 1976 in Eagle Pass, hit a native border town, and it's a lot of changes. I went over the border one time, and you had a military vehicle on the side of Mexico. I can name the military vehicle. It looked like a tank with a machine gun pointing straight at you. And I said, man, things have changed a lot.
But you just said the Mexican Marinos are throwing cartel people out of helicopters.
This is a story I heard.
No, I've got family down there right now. They say I got family served like 20 tours, been in the Army 31 years. He says it's crazy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Is it going to be cowboys that are going to save North America? Clive and Bundy demonized, but they stood up against the feds with guns, threatening to shoot anybody that engaged in the First Amendment. Free speech zones, attack dogs. They walked up against them with their guns aimed at them and stood up against them. And now in Mexico, it's cowboys again that are beating the drug cartels and the corrupt government that runs them. Very exciting. This is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, if somebody tries to push you around and dominate you and make you their slave and tell you you've done something wrong when you hadn't, that's an enemy trying to enslave you. And you got to stand up against them. I want to race through calls. David and Chris and Stephen and Andrew and so many others. Let's go to your calls right now on Mexico developing its own Second Amendment and the people lowering the crime rate. I read AP earlier admitting the crime rates have plunged in the six states and in all these towns where they've armed the towns, set up checkpoints, and they don't let the cartels in, or they want to have a firefight, they get one. And they are, the cartels are running. Or you can just let them walk into a restaurant and demand your wife and children, or come to your house and kill you. I mean, you can only lay down so long, ladies and gentlemen. It feels much better to attack when you've been attacked. And it's what creates a free society. And I don't want to fight. I'm not looking for trouble. But you know what? I'm not going to be a slave. They want to send us to FEMA camps. They want to do all this. They're going to get a war, and they know it. This is illegitimate. A bunch of globalists in Europe want to control Mexico and the U.S., want to suck us dry, want to be tax exempt, want to have the Pope run around for them, calling for wealth redistribution. I'm going to talk about that in the next segment. But right now, let's go to your calls. David in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
George Washington said a free people ought not only to be armed, but disciplined.
That's exactly what the Mexicans are doing, and I salute them. We salute you. This is what it's all about. Go ahead.
He also said, to rely upon a militia is to rest upon a broken staff. So he needed his words pretty far.
Well, no. He was talking about that in combat against the British early in the war. He wanted to organize military units trained by the Prussians, and that was out of context in the specific to the militia being the main battle force. It was one of the few areas where George Washington was proven wrong.
You're a dominant male, Alex Jones. Love your show.
I appreciate your call. I'm not disagreeing with you. That's just a fact. Let's talk to Chris in Indiana. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I grew up in the Mexican-like state of Illinois, and now I live in Indiana, and I'm a concealed carry weapon permit holder. Real quick, I'd like to make a suggestion for a guest. Steve Harris and or Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden. I think that'd be a great thing because they're from England and all that. We're guns are banned as well.
Well, I met them. I got invited to backstage with them when Dave Mustaine was here when they played out at the Formula One track. And one of them I know has heard the show and was like a Christian. But I got to meet some of the other guys. And I like Iron Maiden. It's really great poetry. It's the opposite of Satanism. The churches don't even know what they're listening to. Don't even read the lyrics. And I would like to get the folks from Iron Maiden on. That's a good idea. We try to get the lead guy on. He's a billionaire from his other business ventures. He's launching his own airline, so that's probably the angle to get him on. You're already working on him. And again,
great.
I want to tell the crew something. Were you just on air? Because I want you guys, when you pop in to update on something like that, to be live.
Live. Gotcha.
That's a 3-year beg process I've done that just is. Buckley, I want you to enforce that. That I want the guys on the show, you know, if they're going to pop in, hey, we're already working on that. I want people to hear them.
We like being on the air. There's just so much talent back here. We don't want to take up your show.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you guys are working on it, so good. Say, hey, we're working on it. Just don't wait for orders from headquarters. Chime in.
Yes, sir.
Jeez. Anyways, thank you, sir. I appreciate your. Do you have any points on the topic?
Yeah, I'm here in Southern Indiana. Our mayor is part of that Bloomberg group, Mayors Against Illegal Guns.
No, it's an anti-gun mafia. It's an anti-gun mafia to circumvent federal law and overthrow the republic. What a slimy group.
You're right. And when I was going to get my concealed carry weapon permit last year, about a couple months after Sandy Hook, I had a couple of patriots in front of me at the police department also getting it. Like, yeah, I'm here for my concealed carry weapon permit. And, yeah, I had about five people in front of me, and it's like, I got the stats here. It just goes up like every quarter. It's like 500,000 people, and it's not just men. It's about three-quarter male, quarter female.
There is a revolution. It's not even about guns. It's about saying we are good. I took the cast of the hit TV show Silicon Valley out at Mike Judge's ranch even before it premiered, and we shot 50 cals and a bunch of other guns, and a bunch of these people never shot guns and have been kind of liberal. And within hours of shooting guns, they went, I drive a car, I pay taxes, why does the government only have guns? This girl was shooting bullseye at 200 yards the first time she shot. The redhead guy, a bunch of them were there. A bunch of those guys were there. In fact, most of those guys that are on screen were there. They were all great shots the first time they'd shot. And they were like, wow, this is no big deal. Yeah, why couldn't I have a gun? And that's what's happening here. is that we are literally promoting liberty one person at a time. And people have never shot guns. They shoot and they go, this is easy. Yeah, why shouldn't I be trusted to have guns? This is the 1776 revolution. This is it. And it will extinct criminal activity to a great extent. Kennesaw, Georgia had a 90-plus percent drop in crime within 5 years of mandatory gun ownership. Now, I don't believe constitutionally you can have mandatory gun ownership. I understand it's in the Constitution that all able-bodied men have to have guns, but maybe you can do that as national, you know, militia conscription. It is in the Constitution, not foreign conscription, domestic conscription. But we got to watch it because the globalists will just turn them into their own domestic army against us. But it doesn't matter. The unconstitutional law in Georgia made the crime rate go down. I appreciate your call. Let's move quick. I'll never get to all these calls. One call a segment. Let's talk to Andrew in Illinois. Another call from Illinois. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I want to talk a little bit off the subject. That's about something that happened in our past, and that is the Guyana Jonestown massacre. There was an improperly built cyanide holding pond that contaminated the groundwater that the wells were put into. And the people were sick and dying, and that is why they had the kill-off with staged cyanide bottles to absolve the gold mining company from being
responsible. Yeah, I've read that. I've seen that. Yeah, the CIA was involved. That's even in mainline TV shows.
But that was the real reason they were killed, to absolve the gold company.
Well, that's great, brother. We're talking about arming people worldwide. If you can't trust citizens with guns, how would you trust the government? What's your take on that?
Boyd card I'm getting of concealed permit in the next 2 months or two.
Thank well, good. You. I appreciate your call. God bless you. I'm not trying to be mean. We're just on a topic here. Stephen in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It's so good to talk to you. Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air worldwide. Mm-hmm.
The last time I spoke to you was on George Norris' show about having a difficult time calling in. I don't know if you remember.
And then I don't really remember, but you're on the air, brother, bigger than Dallas.
Okay. So, just as an aside, I thought that maybe you could instill like a text messaging tip system. It's like a
that's a great point. We could have like a little box on a page on InfoWars where folks can just put text messages in continually, and then that way we can get news tips and stuff like Grudge has. That's a great idea. I appreciate your call. These calls are not on topic, folks. JT Coyote out of Colorado. You're on the air, sir. What's your take on this?
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
I tell you what. 1776 is going to be old granddads protecting their grandchildren's future with single-shot rifles and the Constitution. Clive Bundy and this hero down in Mexico with his rolling block rifle. These are the people that are going to show the children how to keep their liberty.
And even if they take our guns, we can walk in wherever the enemy's at with a knife and our hammer. I mean, this. I mean,
baseball bat, anything. Your boot. Your boot will do it.
The will to resist is victory. Stay there. I want you to finish your point. JT Coyote, straight ahead. Abidi, Alex, Jesus, and Mark. We're going to go to all of you straight ahead, and then I'm going to hit the Pope calling for wealth redistribution.
Jerry, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security while sticking their hands down on fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Who's correct? Let me see who's correct.
So Mexico's feeling. Been stripped down to nothing, you'll find your humanity and rise. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's the weekday show. Weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. I'm back Sunday. Let's play some more Rammstein.
You breathing in fumes. I taste one weakness.
How did the great German people become such slaves under Hitler and now under socialism? They have to rediscover their liberty, just like the Mexicans do, just like we all do. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. JT Code, then Abidi, Alex, Mark in Texas. We'll get to all of you. Again, Mexico, the people are just getting guns. They won't turn them in. The crime rates are dropping where people have guns. And the Mexican government's saying, okay, maybe the citizens can have guns. That is so revolutionary. They've never been allowed to have guns in Mexico. And where there are guns in the general public's hands, the crime rate is plunging. This is such good news. JT Coyote in Colorado, closing comments on this.
Yes, and, you know, it won't ever happen. The globalists are realizing that in the Americas, there's a whole different spirit. than there was in China when they took it over under Mao. This is not China. This is the Americas, and we are a whole different breed of animal. We believe and love our liberty. So, Alex, take care.
JT, you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Do you agree with me, though? This is a big deal. People recognize it, that the Mexican government's going, well, I guess you won't turn your guns in. I guess you lower the crime. I guess you can have them. Now all the Mexicans are going to demand it. Now all the people in the U.S. are going to demand it. I mean, this is such a victory.
Not just the people in Michoacán, but in Oaxaca, south, the Chiapas guys, they never gave theirs up. And so what's going to happen is they're going to take their country back, and then we can have a true North American union. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, there's so much prosperity for everybody. I mean, I used to go to Mexico 3 or 4 times a year, and now they won't let the people fish, so they're all bankrupt. The big trawlers can fish. They are literally bankrupting the Mexican people to force them into factory slave jobs. It's so evil. I appreciate your call. Abidi in Minnesota, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, I just got back to St. Paul, and I know you covered the cartel stuff up here, and it's just crazy. I definitely think the Mexican people are a great example. I think Vice actually did a short documentary on these vigilantes taking back their town, and it's just a beautiful sight.
No, I covered that. I mean, they covered it like 5 years ago. Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, they're holding their own public hearings, you know, outing these guys. And I honestly think that when you're faced with that much evil, like the Knights Templars that they have down there and all these other cartels are just, we're demonic people, you know what I mean? We just see that everywhere, you know, the Taliban and
every time they bust into a cartel leader's house, there's satanic altars.
Wow.
That's been in Texas monthly that they have satanic altars. I mean, these people are sick.
They really are, man. I mean, I'm not really surprised at all. And I definitely think, you know, this is just a sign of things to come, you know, prosperity where people kind of take up their arms and fight back against evil, but just an encroachment of evil as well.
I agree. The evil's gotten so bad, people aren't going to give up their wives and children to be raped by the cartel. I mean, it's over.
Yeah. No way. And to touch upon what the Pope said about the redistribution of wealth, I mean, since when was he a spokesperson for the entire world outside of the Catholic Church?
Well, I mean, number one, the big banks have gotten literally hundreds of trillions from the West the last 10 years in banker bailouts. And they're saying redistribute the wealth. That's because they're all tax exempt. It's the big rich, George Soros, Warren Buffett, you name it, calling for higher taxes on minimum wage workers under Obamacare. It's just a fraud. And then as things get worse, Warren Buffett goes, get the guy that owns a car dealership that makes $1 million a year. Shut him down. When the guy that owns a car dealership's hiring all these people, going to your restaurant, his wife's getting her hair done, he's buying cars, he's going on trips, middle class creates the economy. They give people the ladder up. Mexico doesn't have a middle class to speak of. That's why they're slaves. We need a renaissance in Mexico. God bless you. But instead, El Norte is collapsing as well. Great points. Let's talk to Alex in Wisconsin, then Mark in Texas. You're on the air, Alex.
Do you agree that this Mexican situation and even the Bundy showdown shows that, quote, the flip side to victim is hero?
That's right. You're either a victim or you're a hero. And humans are powerful. We're effective. Good men and women can do great things. That's what I'm saying. These poor Mexican farmers are kicking everybody's butt, outnumbered for 5 years. And now the government goes, okay, you can have your guns because the country's so corrupt, it's all collapsing even for the criminal government. That's the lesson. You have no morals. You sink to the bottom. And again, it's a bunch of cowboys in Mexico literally saving areas of the country. And it's spreading. Other Mexicans are saying, why can't I have guns? Listen, U.S. tourists go down to different cities in Mexico that used to be safe. They get robbed and killed. They get kidnapped. Mexico is becoming Guatemala or Nicaragua or El Salvador. It is collapsing into total hell. And the answer is deal with the criminals. Stop cowering to them. Go ahead. Anything else?
Yes, look how far they had to go down in Mexico. I wonder what would be in store for us.
Well, Mexico's not out of the woods yet, but this is a big deal that the government can't get their guns, and they admit the crime rate's going down, and the AP So they're saying the head of Interpol came out months ago and said, arm the general public worldwide. It lowers crime. Of course it does. Of course it does. But the point is reality setting in. Even the establishment's going, man, it's not safe when we rob everybody. It kind of hurts productivity. Exactly. Liberty, freedom, a moral society creates prosperity. We don't want to be North Korea. We don't want to be Mexico. And it's not bashing Mexico or North Korea to say they're two of the most corrupt countries in the world. We want them to have freedom. We feel for what they're going through. Thank you, Alex. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Alex, you know, what's happening in Mexico, and I'm really so proud of the Mexican people now that they're finally starting to rebel.
But it's rural, hardworking people that are just like somebody from Texas or just like somebody from Northern California that runs a vineyard. They're real people that work outside, that work hard, who live in the real world, who aren't going to have their wife raped. They're done. They're done.
Right.
Go ahead.
But it comes like you had a ruling class for a long time in Mexico. Every once in a while, they mostly descended from the conquistadors. And every once in a while, you get men like Pancho Villa, Emiliano Zapata, who overthrow this ruling class, but then for some reason it goes right back into the same thing again. Maybe it is because they have their gun rights curtailed or something. I don't know. Because at least here in the United States, we do have a ruling class, but we haven't let them take full control of us.
They're trying, though. They're trying to extinct our liberty like Mexico did. We're being converted to slaves just like Mexico.
Well, that's why I listen to you, Alex. That's why you're the best. There is no talk show host like you. Period. Okay, well, there's no mainstream media like you. You are the media, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, God bless you, brother.
Like Mark Dice and maybe John B. Wells, people like you. You are the media. Period.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your call. That's our last caller we have time for. But look, I just don't like being a slave. I take it personal when I see North Koreans as slaves in photos. I take it personal when I see cartels raping people's wives, killing their kids. I take it personal because I realize empathy, that could happen to me. I don't like it. And I'd like to be able to travel to Mexico. It's a beautiful country. I can't even go down there now. It's so corrupt and dangerous. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. And I want to see good men stand up and defeat this evil. And I want to see women back their men to be warriors. Because if women back their men, come back with your shields or on them, as the Greeks would say, men will act like men. And it's going to be the return of men that's going to save things and the return of women being women. And loving the family and doing the right thing. Because we're headed for the same way Mexico's going. And Greece, Spain, the whole world's collapsing, folks, because we've let evil take over. And corruption's always there. Nobody's perfect. But they've made corruption sexy in the gangster videos and the rap videos. And so much of the Spanish music is glorifying. It's not pretty. It's sick. And then I'm not a Catholic basher. But I've got to say I have a right to speak out against communism. To have the Jesuit Pope come out and say, you know, encourages the UN to push global wealth redistribution, that's stealing. But the elites, the UN itself is tax exempt. The EU bureaucrats are tax exempt. The Vatican's tax exempt. You give up the treasure. You give up the treasure of the Vatican to the poor. You do things like that, then I would hear what you're saying. That's all I'm pointing out, is that the ultra-rich are always making people poor and then calling for wealth redistribution. Well, from who? How about we redistribute the guns from the government to the people? I am for that redistribution. See you back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. of the weekday transmission.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.